welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And we are on season 4.
What?
At One Tree Hill.
That's so wild.
It's super wild. Season 4, episode 1, The Same Deep Water as You.
Yeah.
Which apparently is a Cure song.
Yeah.
Sure.
I saw that. And I was like, okay, sure. Obviously, I don't know the Cure very well.
Yeah. Neither, I definitely don't. But yeah, so we end up like, it's completely the same day as the season 3 finale. Mm-hmm. There's only a questionable point at the end where I'm like, wouldn't this be a different day? But anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But everything else is like, same day.
Yeah.
Hours later, kind of whatever. But we start with, quickly see the bridge, then we end up at the hospital, then we have Lucas like introducing himself and like talking about One Tree Hill,
giving us a recap
with the little like recap stuff. Now at first I was like, what is this about? This is stupid, right? But then I realized that there's two reasons for this.
Okay.
One is, this is the first season that aired on the CW.
This is the first. Oh yes, that's right.
This is when it switched.
Trivia.
Which I mean, like, it's not that I feel like the WB or whatever it was became the CW. It's not like it would.
Yeah, you know, wasn't it like a merge of the WB and something else?
Yeah. So it wasn't like, you know, oh, we're on NBC and now we're on CBS. We're like,
yeah,
people would completely, it would be very different, you know, networks. But either way, I was like, okay, that kind of makes sense either way. But then we also learned that, like, his voiceover is for a reason. But the whole time I was just like, oh, I don't want to hear you explain this to me.
Yeah. I know. I know. I was like, can't we just do a regular recap next time? Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
But he's going on, you know, and like kind of explaining it and like something about the blink of an eye and like the different things that can happen in like 29 minutes.
Yeah.
And again, because it's the like, okay, you know, from the car going into the river and whatever. And I was just like, I'm supposed to be caring about this, but I just don't.
I know. I know. Yeah. So, yeah, we see that brief little flashback, and then we, like, his shirt's all dirty, Haley's dress is all dirty, they don't know if Nathan's alive, like, this is what we're all finding out. As he's talking.
Yeah.
Because then we do, like, a proper flashback, right, where we see everything again?
Yeah.
So, for those of you who also need a recap, Nathan and Haley driving, they're talking about Rachel and Cooper. Rachel and Cooper are in the limo. She's crying and wants to make it work. And he's like, no, this is never happening. And she says, I'm pregnant. And then they almost crash into Nathan as they're going over the bridge. They crash over the bridge. Nathan jumps in after him. Then we get to see what happens, because that's where we ended, right?
Yeah.
It was Nathan diving in, and we see him getting into the car. The seat belts are jammed, and he can't get the door open.
Yeah.
That scene continues. Lucas and Karen pull up, because they were also driving. They see, like, a body float to the surface of the water.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who it is. We don't know who it is because it's just, like, you just see dark hair.
Yeah.
So they're thinking it's Nathan. But Lucas jumps in. Haley says she's already called 911. Not sure when that happened and also why they would not have kept her on the line. But that's a whole other thing. It's fine. Whatever. No big deal. Pretty sure they stay on the line with you until they get there.
Yeah, but I mean, she was freaking out. Maybe she just, like, dropped the phone.
I mean, that is true. She is absolutely losing her shit. I don't blame her. Turns out the body in the water is Cooper.
Yeah.
Lucas pulls him out and goes back in to try and find Nathan and Rachel, who are not in the car. Haley's losing it still. Then Nathan and Rachel wash up on a different shore.
Yeah.
And then we end up back at the hospital.
Yep.
And Lucas says something about, there's nothing left to do with wait, and I guess that's why they call it the waiting room. And I was like, of course that's why they call it the waiting room. What?
Right there, I was just like,
who wrote this?
I'm out.
Like, yeah, man, it's in the name. That is literally why it's called the waiting room. Like, I don't, what? It was the weirdest line I've ever heard in my life.
Even if he had just, like, said it differently somehow, well, like, I guess that's how this room got its name or something. But just the fact that he, like, extra said, like, I guess that's why it's called the waiting room. Nope. nope, nope, nope. Cannot.
Like, why else would it be called the waiting room? And, like, I understand it from, like, kind of a... from a weird language standpoint of, like, you know, you have a word for something, you don't realize for a long time why it's called that.
Yeah.
You know, like, tea lights, for example.
Okay, yeah.
That, to me, is just like, oh, yeah, it's a tea light. And I never thought about why it was called a tea light until I saw those little, you know, like, tea warmer things. Mm-hmm. And the candle goes underneath. And I was like, oh, damn, that's why it's called a tea light. So, like, I get it. I understand. You have a word for something, and, like, its referential is sort of so far in the back of your brain that it almost doesn't matter until mm-hmm. you, like, have a moment. But, like, it just, it was weird. Anyway. That's all I have to say about that. Oh yeah, we get a brief little flashback to Dan shooting Keith.
Well, yeah, because, like, well, and even just, like, Lucas is going on about something about, like, 29 minutes and then 14 minutes and three lives, that's right. Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't write any of this down.
Well, cause, I don't know, because he was talking about, like, you know, like, Thriller by Michael Jackson was 14 minutes. I don't know. He was, again, mm-hmm. I just, the second he was talking about stuff, I, like, stopped paying attention. And then that whole, like, waiting room thing. And then he's like, oh, I should call Dan. And then that's when he starts, like, explaining who Dan is. And, like, I was raised by my mother. And so this whole time, I'm like, this is the dumb, like, this could have been on a new planet network stream, whatever. I was like, this is the dumbest recap ever. Like,
well, it's so weird because, like, it's presuming that anyone would be jumping into this show completely blind.
Yeah. And again,
which is strange.
It all makes sense later.
Right.
But as it's happening, yeah, it's weird. Just like, it was just, I hated it so hard.
Yeah, it's like weird pilot episode shit. And like, you can forgive pilot episodes for being a little weird and awkward because yeah. like that's their nature.
Yeah. And then yeah, so then that's when we see Dan, and that's when we, like, you know, he's trying to clean off where it says like murderer.
And, pro tip, washing paint off your wall is probably not going to work.
Yeah. And then we get his flashbacks and stuff. And yeah. he's just, yeah, it's like, it's just, it was just a whole thing and it was weird. And, like, this is then, because, like, yeah, I guess that's where we left Dan, too, right? Like, because he had already, like, left the, I don't know, it was just a whole thing. And then Lucas is at the maternity ward and you're like,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
One, because, like, that's when then, like, Karen comes and, like, they're just like, oh, yay, like, babies, and, like, Keith would be so happy, and, like, then that's when she's, because I did kind of forget, like, how the whole matching purses pregnancy thing.
Same.
Right? So, when it ended, we knew that Karen was pregnant. She, like, mm-hmm. flat out said. But then we couldn't tell if it was Brooke, Haley,
yeah, because she or said, Rachel. Like, that's not my or test. All like, of them. I am pregnant, but that's not my test.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know.
But yeah, so then he was just like, of course, then Karen was like, so is it Brooks? And he's just like, I don't know. I'm stupid, Lucas, whatever.
Then Nathan wakes up. So they go see him. And we cut to Peyton burning shit in her room. Basically, like, I don't know, she had a draw, was it a drawing of her and Brooke? One of them she rips up, it's a photo of her and Brooke and Lucas, and she rips Brooke out of it and then puts, like, her and Lucas together, and I was like, ooh.
I know that, because at that point, like, she'd just been kind of like ripping stuff up and like burning whatever, right? But then when she, like, did okay. that, I was like, okay, she's just like ripping it up, and then I was like, no, and then she, like, you know, sticks it together without Brooke in the middle, and I was like,
yeah, it's rough. This is a rough super episode
awkward
Peyton. It's a rough episode for Peyton.
Super awkward.
Yeah. Oh yes, and this is when she goes to put on the record, the Led Zeppelin Houses of the Holy record, and finds a letter inside of it, presumably from Eliams, like, doesn't say, but, like, obviously.
Yeah.
And she looks at it, but we don't see any details or anything.
No. But she has, like, a
yes. Yeah. Correct. And then we go back to Dan, who is continuing to attempt to scrub his wall clean.
Oh, but then, because then this is where he has, like, he's still having the hallucinations where he's seeing, like, younger Keith or whatever. And the police roll up. Okay, but I have a question.
Yes.
Is this, like, the mayor's house? Because he's not at the Scott residence, and that is not the beach house, but it is, like, a giant house with, like,
yes,
a huge driveway in, like,
wondering...
a fancy mansion neighborhood.
I was also wondering what house this was, because I was like, it's not the beach house.
Yeah, so that was my only, like, conclusion.
I mean, a lot of the sets were weird and different this episode.
Yeah.
So I don't know the answer to that
So
question.
that was my only, like, that was the only thing that I could come up with, is that it's one of those places where they have, like, a house that the mayor lives in. Like, the White House kind of a deal.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. Okay. I love that explanation.
But either way, Dan's freaking out because his hallucination is like, well, the police are here. And he's like...
taunting him.
But it's just them saying that his son was in an accident.
Yes. Well, and they say your son was in an accident. And he says, which one?
Yeah.
So I guess he considers Lucas his son now. I mean, not that he didn't before, but he seems to be acknowledging him on a more...
Yes.
You know, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the press is waiting for him when he gets to the hospital. Just to remind you that I guess people care. What Dan Scott's up to. Anyway.
Well, but like... I don't understand Tree Hill. It is clearly, like, small town vibes, but also, mm-hmm. like, clearly some sort of, like, college town.
Yes, for sure.
There's definitely, like, a university, college, something there, because, like, mm-hmm. people go there. We know this. But then, like, Dan being the mayor, and, like, he comes to the hospital, and there's, like, a million reporters asking if Nathan's gonna be able to play basketball. And I was just like... Are there, what, there's actual reporters in this town?
Look, I don't know, man.
I
guess,
so
maybe it's like the Tree Hill. I don't know, there were too many of them to be just from one newspaper, so like.
That's just the way.
Yeah, no, like it was like multiple, because they're not going to send multiple people from each publication or network, whatever. They're going to send like one person and like a camera person, maybe, if it's
well, like, but
television
like how...
news outlet.
How many people would have known that there was an accident and that Nathan Scott was, like, a basketball player, that then, like, this could have, like, affected his basketball career, and, like, there were cameras and flashes and, like, paparazzi style, and I was just like, what's
yeah,
happening?
Genuinely, I don't know. It was all really hilarious.
But whatever.
Yeah.
We end up seeing skills, and that's all that matters.
Yes. Well, it's so funny, too, because he shows up and, like, obviously wants to know how everyone is, but then is also, Lucas tells him about how Brooke found out that he kissed Peyton. He's all like, good thing you're in a hospital, man, because you're going to need it. Oh, boy.
Well, and that's the... That's when Peyton shows up.
Yes.
And then, like, Skills leaves. Nathan's okay, fine, whatever. They hug. And obviously that's when, like, Brooke sees, because...
Of course that's when Brooke shows up.
Of course. But they don't see that, because they're hugging.
Right.
Which, like, again, I fully understand I'm not taking away from Brooke being angry. Not in the slightest. Absolutely, 100%, totally. Except that half the people that are, like, important to them or like part of their group, whatever, like we're just like in River dying. And it was just kind of like that moment of like, okay, yeah, but like Nathan, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I get why she's upset, but at the same time they weren't hugging because they were like about to go have sex in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, that is true.
They were hugging because Nathan and Rachel and Uncle Cooper are like, at this point, we still don't even know, like, how Rachel and Uncle Cooper are. So, like,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Anyways.
I think Brooke is probably just so mad at Peyton at this point that, like...
Well, and it was hard to also, too, because, like, I know it's the same day. I know this is, like, an hour later. But you kind of just, like, just simply because it is, like, a different episode, you, like, forget. So, yeah, like, in the moment, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, wait.
Yeah, like, they just hashed this it out.
Yeah. She was screaming at her so 6 minutes ago. Okay. Yeah. They're still in their bridesmaids' dresses, like...
Yeah. So Brooke ends up going to Rachel's room.
Yeah.
Which is when, of course, Rachel wakes up.
Yes.
Naturally, nobody is monitoring her.
No.
It's fine. But they do, like, a little back and forth where they call each other, like, bitch and slut and whatever. And this is where we find out, because she asks about Cooper, and Brooke doesn't know. And this is where she tells Brooke that she told him that she was pregnant, but it was a lie. So, Rachel is not the pregnant one.
Yeah. So that's one down.
One down. Then... Lucas and Brooke go for a walk down by the water. I was like, where's this hospital?
Well, and that's why I was like, at first I was like, okay, like, why didn't they just, like, go sit on a bench in, like, the ambulance bay or something? But, like, they're fully walking down by the boardwalk.
Yeah, like, somewhere. It's sunny and beautiful, and they're just, like, out there having a regular walk, stroll. I mean, I guess at this point they know Rachel's okay and they know Nathan's okay, and...
They technically don't really have, like, yeah, like, a connection to Uncle Cooper.
Right. Like, you know, Lucas knows Uncle Cooper and has hung out with him before, but it's not like he's, you know, significant to his life in any way.
Yeah.
So I guess they just left. And they're like, all right, peace out, guys. Good luck to you. He asks her about the pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
In kind of a weird way, but she does. Yeah.
Which, again, on purpose.
Oh, yeah, of course. I knew exactly what was happening here.
Yep.
I love that they still try to leave you guessing at the end.
Yes.
They're like, who is it? We go back to the hospital after that.
Yeah.
With it's Nathan, Dan, Deb, and Haley all in the room with the doctor. And they want to run more tests on Nathan. There's a conversation that happens there, but I don't really remember what it was.
They, you know, again, asked about his knee, basketball, whatever. And the doctor's like, I'll run some tests. So the doctor and Nathan leave.
Right.
So they can go run tests.
Okay, cool. Thought maybe I was missing something.
No. And some people like, oh, London can wait. Well, whatever, you know, because, like, Haley was there for a hot second.
They were supposed to go to London for their honeymoon. This is when Dan. Dan was like, I want to talk to Deb alone, and fully, it's actually terrifying. Mm-hmm. He, like, fully slams her up against the wall with his hand around her throat.
Yeah.
It's very scary. It was a disturbing little moment.
Well, especially because, and again, our thoughts on Dan. But, like, at this point, the only Dan that we've seen in this episode is the kind of, like, scared, worried, hallucinating, you know, almost a regular human. You know, like, he seemed concerned about his son. Like, he wasn't doing the usual, like, oh, Dan, cameras are here. Oh, yes, I'll talk to the reporters. You know, like he could have done, you know?
He was just
a father trying to look at my son, like, see my son. And then all of a sudden this is just, like...
Oh, yeah, he does a full 180. It's terrifying.
Yeah. He gets that, like,
crazy. Because he's even, like, being nice to Haley.
Yep.
When they have that little conversation. And maybe that's part of the point of that whole interaction, is, like, he seems so normal through that until the doctor and them leave. Like, much nicer than usual.
Yeah.
And then it's just, yeah, like, whew, genuinely scary. Anyway, Nathan is released.
Yep.
They go back to their apartment.
Yeah.
Which has been completely made over.
Of course.
So that's what I mean about the sets looking different.
Well, and yeah, because, like, so, like, he has, like, there's, like, a mural of the London Bridge and, like, new furniture and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess, because, again, they always talk about, like, he's like, oh, this was supposed to be a surprise, like, when we came back. And also, like, now we have to pay for new furniture and the hospital bill. And we don't have insurance. And you're just like, oh.
And you're like, wow, America's a hellscape.
Awkward, yeah.
Yep. It's so funny because I remember what this part of the apartment looked like.
I did not.
But I always was confused about, like, when I was thinking of it, because there's one scene in particular that I'm thinking of, where it's that setting. Hmm. And for some reason, I thought they were in because it looks so different. I thought they were in a different place. I literally thought that she and Nathan had a different place to live.
Well, yeah, because, like,
for a hot minute.
Like, the furniture placement is moved, so, like...
Oh, yeah, it's so different.
The, like, angle that they're normally facing in the apartment is different. Mm-hmm. Everything's, like, a darker... Like, the walls are, like, a darker blue instead of the lighter color, you know? So, yeah, like, it's very... And there's, like, a kind of, like, mini divider thing. Like, yeah, it definitely looked totally different.
Yeah, so now I understand what's going on in that scene. It's just this made-over apartment. Oh, yes, this is where Nathan, because she had said she had something to tell Nathan in the car before the accident. And so he wants to know now what that is. And she just tells him that she got accepted to Stanford. And he's like, yay, congrats.
But also, we spent your tuition money.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Haley's just like, we just have to be together. And like, mm-hmm. And then also, like, this too, you were like, oh my God, is she going to say that she's pregnant? But she talks about Stanford.
Yeah. I thought he looked like such a baby here. He looks so young in this scene.
Well, and, like, this whole episode, it's this weird where he doesn't look as, like, he doesn't look young in the same, like, he still looks like it's baby Nathan, but, like, somehow different, but more, it's, like, more because of the way he's, like, emoting or something.
I
it's
think
almost
so.
Like, he's, like, actually, like, acting, you know? Like,
yeah, he
like, I just looks... felt... Every single time that I saw Nathan in that last episode and then this mm-hmm. episode, I just felt like he was just, like, pulling me in and I was, you know, like, I was just... And in that way, like, he looked so young, whereas, like, he didn't physically have quite the same baby face that he did, but he just looked so young and innocent.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Nathan. Lucas... Lucas goes by to see Peyton, apparently because he's looking for Brooke, which I guess makes sense. Brooke was living there, and I guess he hasn't found out yet that she's no longer living there.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I was like, Lucas Scott, if your girlfriend is mad at you because you kissed her best friend, wouldn't it make sense to maybe put, like, just a scooch of difference of distance in between the two of you, just for, like, even, like, a couple of days, like 2 days even.
Yeah.
Like 48 hours is all I'm saying.
A little something.
And, like, the hospital situation obviously is different, but, like, at this point.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. I just don't know.
Anyway.
They well, because, like, the letter. But, like, okay. Wait, because, like, at this point, he's talked to Brooke, though.
Right, so shouldn't he know?
Even if he didn't know, it was before that he said that, like, she wasn't answering his calls or whatever. So, like, he couldn't have been going there for any reason other than Peyton.
Right.
Which is a fucking problem.
Yeah. Like, Lucas Scott, what are you doing?
Right?
What
like, if he had doing? Not talked with Brooke already, even if they didn't, like, talk through everything, but if he had just not talked with Brooke, him showing up there would make sense.
Right.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's just some, like, weird editing thing that happened where, like, I don't know. Anyway. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
Either way, we get to find out what's in the letter.
Ah, yes. I also just have so many questions about this. Well, cause I like that Lucas was joking, because she was all like, oh, like, it's happening again. He's like, what, you have a third mother? No, but apparently, okay, so she has a brother. Yes. Is it here where we learn? No, I think it's later where we learn. I think it's just, she just says, I have a brother, and then that's where it cuts, right?
We learn that it's her.
But I think we learn that later.
Do we?
I think that's later.
Oh, okay.
Because they end up talking again.
Right. Oh, so yeah, maybe it's later. Maybe that, okay. Okay.
It's when they're at Lucas's.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So yes. Anyway, we find out she has a brother.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The hot mess continues.
Good lord. Oh god. Then we go back to the hospital.
Yeah.
Rachel goes to see Cooper because she's still in love with him. And just talk to him, even though he's still in a coma.
Yeah.
And then this cop shows up,
mm-hmm.
starts implying things like, you were drinking, right? And how does a professional driver drive a car off the road like that? So obviously he thinks she was driving.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not what happened, although it was still technically her fault.
Yes.
But also I was like, isn't this girl a minor? Was she being questioned by herself? Yeah. Anyway, I actually feel really bad for Rachel here. Like, even though this entire thing is her fault,
mm-hmm.
she just seems so, like, tragic in every single scene she's in.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, damn, girl. You hit your rock bottom. This is rough. Anyway, she has to give a statement, and basically he's like, you better hope he wakes up, because otherwise you have nobody to confirm or refute your story. Yikes. Yeah. I was like, I don't even know what would happen in that case, because she is a minor.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, again, parents and lawyers should be involved, but it would be like, you know, involuntary or whatever, or she would be like, I mean, either way, she's 17, so she'd probably be charged.
Well, and I'm like,
there would be some kind of, you know, like, leniency of, like, you know, you're not going to get, like, the max years. It would be like, okay, right. 1 year of, like, probation or juvie or something.
Has no one contacted her parents?
I guess not, because even later, they're just talking about, like, the house being empty, so, like,
absolute insanity.
I know.
Like, there are two options here. Either her parents have not been contacted, which seems unlikely given the whole, like, chain of, like, hospitals mm-hmm. and stuff. Like, she would need a parent or guardian, would she not, in some capacity
yep.
as a minor?
Yes.
The second option is that they have been contacted and they were like, eh.
Yeah.
Either way, bananas. Oh, we go to the River Court.
Yeah.
And the River Court boys are playing basketball. They're asking yep. after Nathan. Mouth asks about Rachel. So Skills wants to go to university.
Yes.
He's looking for a potential scholarship. And since Lucas mm-hmm. quit the basketball team due to his heart condition, Skills is like, hey, think I could have a shot at joining the basketball team? Could you talk to Whitey for me? And I was like, oh, I knew Skills played on the basketball team.
Yes. And I, like, yeah, like, I could not remember. I guess it's because I didn't remember that Lucas stops playing, because
yes.
we know he plays again later. Right. Very shortly, to be in fact.
Right.
But yeah, so this is the catalyst to then get Skills on the team.
Yes. So, exciting.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, and that's, I like, good. How he's just like, you know, like, I just want to try out, like, I don't need special treatment, but just like, if you could just ask Whitey, I'm like, yes.
Yes. More Skills is always a good thing.
Yes. Oof. Then Deb's in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. She's rummaging
yep.
through drawers. And I was like, what is she doing? And then she grabbed a bottle of pills, and I was like, ah.
Yep, she still had another seeker bottle of pills.
Yeah. And she's like fully having a breakdown at this point.
Yeah. Well, because like Dan like epic threatened her, like
Oh yeah, he straight up threatened to kill her.
if
Like
you
he was
were
like,
afraid before, you need to be
yes.
more afraid
Right.
now. Or like more than afraid now. I was like, oh, how
Yep.
can you be more than afraid? Ugh.
Yeah, like he straight up is gonna murder her.
Yeah.
Oh yes, and then we go to Dan, who has decided to, instead of try and wash the red paint off his wall, simply paint it red.
Which probably a smart idea.
Yeah. Oh, and then he goes to see Karen.
Like, and that's why then again, like, if you didn't have that one scene in the hospital, you would be like, okay, like Dan's starting to realize that, you know,
Right.
he's been wrong for many years and is starting to like maybe have some realizations, because here he's so soft and quiet, and like his face, like Paul Johans, like his face is completely different, like his eyes, you know, like he doesn't have that like the Dan crazy eye or whatever.
Well, and even when he does like a she asks about Nathan and he says he kind of like snarks like, "Oh, you'd have to ask my ex-wife." And Karen's just like, "Well, whose fault is that?" And he like agrees with her.
And then just like, and then, well, because then he gets mad about like every time Cooper comes into town and like she kind of calls him on again, and he's like, yeah. You know, like he's having this like internal battle. And then, you know, he wants to have coffee with her, he wants to go to a movie, and she's just like, no, I don't want to be with you. But he's like, you know, like, I want to be here for you. Like, you shouldn't have to like go through this alone. And like, you went through it, or like, I don't know how you, I can't remember how he words
I
it.
think he said you shouldn't have to raise another child alone.
Oh yeah, and then she was just like, I wasn't alone. I had Keith. And he's just like, awkward. Okay, so then here. So Nathan and Haley now are like watching the news, and it's all like, you know, and okay, fine, like local news, it's the video of them
Well, yeah,
like
at this
pulling the
point,
limo out of the
yes.
river. I get it. But like reporters are then calling them because like Haley's like, no comment. And you're just like, I was like,
Right? Like who are they?
how many car accidents have there ever been where like no one care, like no one cares, no one's like, it just made me laugh. And that's when again they like reiterate like, I can't believe the wedding was this morning. And I was like, oh yeah, because I kill.
Yeah, which is wild. I'm so glad they said that because you do totally forget,
Yeah.
especially because of the gap between seasons, but also because it does seem absolutely mental that that happened all in one day.
Oh, and then poor Nathan.
I know.
It's
He just
like,
like is having such a hard time.
well, because Haley asks, like, what happened at the river? And, like, then we get all the flashbacks again. And he's just like, I don't know, but I don't feel like anything's going to be okay anymore. And you're like, ugh. Because the whole thing they've been talking about that whole time in the car before was just like, everything feels like it's going to be great. And, like, yay, the future. And now it's just like, I don't think anything's ever going to be okay again. And that's when it starts cutting, because like Cooper starts flatlining. And then it cuts, and Haley's like, no, like Nathan, like you're a hero. And then it cuts back to like Rachel and the police officer, like watching all the doctors like swarm in on Cooper. And you're like, oh no. And because I didn't remember
Same. I was
what
like, I straight
happened.
up can't remember if this man dies.
And I was just to be like, oh my God, is this about to happen? Because like Nathan just kept being so sad and scared and worried, and I was like, oh my God. But I think they get him back.
Yes, they do. They get him back, and then, because Rachel's in his room when, like, once he's stable again, and Haley comes in with flowers.
Haley comes in with something else than flowers.
Haley's mad. And I don't blame her. I still do feel bad for Rachel, because, like, whew, yikes. Because she asks Haley how Nathan is, and Haley tears a strip off her and is basically like, all of this is your fault. You ruined the reception. You stole our limo. Nathan's doing badly. Everyone's life is worse because of you. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, like worse off, blah blah, blah, you know, like you need to go, like, just you ruined everything. Like, it was just like it was harsh just in general. But then, like, coming from Haley, when that is just not really her kind of thing, but obviously also like completely understandable in this situation, it was just like a double ouch, because it was just like, ooh. Like, if Haley's gonna call you out like that, you're probably fucked up.
And Rachel looks rough.
Yeah, and I, because I, yeah, like, I feel like she kind of has that realization too of just like,
Yeah, it's bad. So after that, we go to.
Karen and Lucas.
Oh, yes, that's it. And he's telling her Brooke is, in fact, not pregnant. And then this is when he asks her if she's happy about her pregnancy, because when she was with Andy, the one of the reasons they broke up was that he wanted a family, and she was like, I did that already. But like Karen says, like, this is a completely different situation. Like, this is Keith's baby, so obviously yes. Then Lucas decides to be all, self-sacrificial and be like, I want to stay in Tree Hill for college.
And of course, she's like, UNC is not far, because it's not. It's like probably down the road a little bit. But you're just like, yeah.
But anyway, then
Is
he says
this?
something about like
Oh, no, that's later.
how the baby is like a little bit of Keith coming back to them. And I was like, yeah, that's true. I'll give you that one, Lucas. And then, oh, we go back to the hospital, and Brooke has brought a bunch of stuff for Rachel from her house. So, like, yeah, supplies, basically. And they have a conversation about, like, Rachel asks her if she thinks people can change, and Brooke's like, no. I was like, I mean, you've changed a lot, Brooke, so I think you're wrong. But I think she's probably thinking more specifically of Lucas and Peyton.
Yes.
And this is when, so like, Brooke tries to give her house key back, and Rachel's like, oh, no, just like keep them and crash at my place. Like, you're not staying with Peyton now, so why not? Why not do that? And I was like, oh, that's how they end up living together. I couldn't figure out where they lived. Guess they just live at Rachel's empty house.
Which even that, like, it still didn't quite seem right, but I was like, that has to be the only, like, that's the only
I
thing.
mean, it has to be it, right? But anyway, Brooke says something about, like, oh, so this is what it looks like when hell freezes over. Then I have a note that doesn't make sense.
It just goes to Lucas and Peyton after that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they're doing some kind of like music
Well, yeah, like, they're looking at an
guessing game
iTunes
thing.
list, and it's songs with like running in the title, and he like lists the song, and Peyton is like guessing the artist, but she's like, it's all kind of like, oh, funny banter. She like guesses before he finishes saying, and they're like, oh, ha, and like, when was the last time we hung out like this? And Peyton's like, probably in the library when I got shot in the leg. And you're like, and then that's when she
Oh,
says
yes.
that. Okay, so what it is her biological dad has a son. So not Ellie's son, but her biological dad's son. Which I feel like I have questions about later, once we know who her brother is. I can't remember if all that's explained, but
I'm
anyways.
assuming it's just his mom.
Right? Yeah, there's gotta be some kind of
Anyway, we don't want to spoil anything
genetics questions.
because of several things that
Yes,
go
so
down.
many things. But yeah, so like, they're kind of excited that like maybe she has a brother. And then that's when Brooke shows up at Lucas's house. Of course. Because why wouldn't it be? Why is Peyton there? Why is Peyton there?
Why is Peyton there?
Literally, why?
What's she doing there? What, who thinks this is a good idea?
If we didn't even have that conversation previously about why was Lucas at Peyton's, even if we fully gave him the whole like, oh, he was looking for Brooke, which like I don't think that's what it was, but let's just say that it was, why was Peyton at Lucas's? Because at first I was like, oh, he's at her place again. And then I like you started like seeing part of the room and I was like, no, that's Lucas's apartment or whatever bedroom.
I mean, it
This
seems like an apartment. He has his own door.
I'm like, this is not going to end well. And then Brooke walks in. And it's just like, can I talk to my boyfriend alone? And then, of course, like, Peyton kind of gets sassy and she's like, it's okay, like, I'll get those CDs later. Thanks for the sex. And of course, like, Lucas is like, didn't happen. That's not real. Like, no.
I straight up could not believe Peyton said that. And this was the point at which I was like, oh, okay, so Peyton's just decided to burn their friendship down and no longer cares. Which makes sense about why she's there, because she's just decided, whatever, I'm going to get Lucas back. I don't care anymore. Which, wow. But Lucas, what are you doing?
Well, because then this is when he was like, oh, like you weren't calling me back. But what does that have to do with Peyton being at your house?
And also, is this not supposed to still be the same day?
Yes, it is. I think it has to be because of the
It,
way
because
other
because
stuff
after,
happens.
yeah, and the then Karen, I think, comes in a little bit
And she's still
after this
wearing
and
the
says
same
something.
shirt.
Yes, and she says something about it being the longest day.
Yeah.
Anyway, the longest day. Holy crap. Like possibly they've slipped into a weird time pocket.
Well, because like the end of the wedding, like when they were leaving, like I thought that was already like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Right?
But clearly it had to have been like
Oh no, they
one.
tell us the time at the beginning, remember? It's like 2 something.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it ends up being like 2:39. That we get like a clock showing it
Oh,
because of the
right.
whole 29-minute thing.
Yes. So it's like,
Yeah.
but either way, like by the time we get to the end and those things that happen at the end that we have questions about. That can't be happening that day.
Well, it's dark out now anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. And cause like Nathan and Haley are sleeping at later, and then whatever. Okay.
Anyway.
Man.
Basically, Brooke is here for a reason.
Yep.
And she says something about like she feels like she's been hanging on to their relationship for Lucas because he's been having a hard time lately with, you know, Keith and the heart condition in basketball and all that. And that she hasn't been doing it for her anymore. To which Lucas responds with, I'm sorry, I kissed Peyton in this really whiny, petulant way that I wanted to smack him for.
Yeah. But I do like. Okay, I have feelings about how the rest of this played out. Because Brooke is like, this is actually about me. And you're like, yeah, that's right. And she's like, I love you. I probably always will. The days that we went out, like that went past without us talking, like I missed you so badly. But like, I don't think you missed me at all. And it to the point where now, like, I don't miss you. So she is like, just heart open, guts spilling out. And then the voiceover kicks back in. And like, her sound kind of like fades away. And then it's completely making it about Lucas and not about Brooke like it's supposed to be. And then it goes into like his thing about like, oh, like, I should have said something. Like, I'm supposed to be a writer. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, that moment when someone says they don't miss you anymore, whatever. And then, like, it cuts back, and like, she's leaving and all he says is sorry. And I was just like, even the show's existence itself is completely taking this away from Brooke again
I know.
and making it about stupid Lucas.
Yeah. I know. But either way, that's over. Thank God.
Yes.
So glad we don't have to deal with the two of them anymore. It was too much.
Yeah. But like, so like, this is it, right? Like, that was, that's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, this is it. This yeah. is the end of Brooke and Lucas.
Permanente forevers.
Yep, yeah, permanente forever. Unless, like, something weird happens in between, but I don't think so. This is...
Yeah.
Final nail in the coffin.
Right.
Of Brooke and Lucas.
And yet somehow everything continues for so much longer. Oh, but then we get Rachel and Mouth.
Yes.
Which I think is good because, like, you know, at, toward the last few episodes of last season, like, you know, we know that they have this kind of relationship that, mm-hmm. like, you know, she's trying to be better, Mouth is trying to make her better, whatever. Even when they're on the River Court, like, I think someone kind of asks, like, oh, like, you didn't see her or talk to her? He's just like, no, like.
Yeah.
And then Mouth just lays it down again. Because she's getting ready to run. She's, like, trying to get dressed and, like, unplug herself from everything in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, like, cutting her wrist bracelet yeah. off. Hospital bracelet. Wrist bracelet. And she's, yeah, she's trying to bail. And she actually tells him, though, that she grabbed the wheel of the car and basically caused the entire yeah. thing. So I guess, like, Mouth is, like, her confessional.
Yeah.
But he says that he was wrong when he told her not to say anything about the time capsule.
Yeah.
And that she needs to face up to her mistakes. And then this is when she says the thing that Brooke told her, was that people mm-hmm. don't change. And he's like, they can, they just don't, because it's easier not to.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. Mouth dropping some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then he says that thing about, like, how people are always thinking they're going to be somebody else.
They're always waiting for someday because you're going to be somebody yeah. else magically, yeah. kind of, sort of.
Yes. Yeah. But never actually doing anything to, like, become that other person.
Yeah. And I was like, Mouth, can you stop talking to me right now?
Right?
Thank you.
I was like, ugh.
Not the day for this, Mouth.
And I was like, okay, calm down. Jeez.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's, I think, how they leave things, right?
Yeah.
And then we go over to, back to Lucas, who's still, I guess, just sitting there from the fallout of Brooke breaking up with them. Yeah. And this is when Karen walks in and she's like, I just want this day to be over already. Yeah. And I'm like, how is this still the same day? Not the point. The point is that yes. Lucas asks her if she loved Dan in high school. And she says, like, yeah, somehow I did. And he wants to know how she got over him. And she says, I'll let you know when I do.
Or, like, she how she got over him not loving her.
Right.
Which, like, right. in my head is a slightly yes. different thing.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes, that is an important distinction.
But then, yeah, she's like, I'll let you know when I do. And you're just mm-hmm. like, oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, I do understand that, like,
mm-hmm.
some people get their claws in you, and that be it.
Yep. Well, just to, you know, like, no matter what, like, they're still connected, like, they're ever connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, of course.
And just, even just the fact that they still live in the same town, like, even if it was just that, mm-hmm. like, there's just, it's just hard to.
For sure.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Anyway, this is when we find out why this voiceover nonsense has been happening.
Yes.
Which, like, is he writing an admission essay?
Okay, correct. So this is when we realize he is writing something.
Yes.
Now that you've at this point had this whole, like, welcome to Tree Hill, I'm going to tell you who everyone is.
Yeah.
It feels like a college admissions essay. But we don't right? know that for sure.
Right.
But it doesn't, it's not like, you know, Lucas never has a blog or something like that. Like, it's not that, so.
No, but I do wonder if it was like, he does write a thinly veiled.
Yeah, like, is this the start of...
That's what I'm wondering.
Of Ravens or whatever the hell it's called.
Autobiographical fiction.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was kind of leaning towards call it to the admissions essay, but I also just, like, fully don't remember, so, like, we'll have to find out what...
Yeah.
What happens.
I don't know. Clarice. So then, yeah, this is where things start to get confusing.
So confusing.
So Nathan and Haley are in bed.
Yeah.
Haley looks like she's asleep. Nathan is lying awake.
Yeah, it seems like it is... At this point, I thought it was, like, middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Like, I thought, like, he was having... Because he's having, like, little flashbacks to being in the water, like, the accident. Yeah. And so you think that he just can't sleep because, obviously, he's thinking about this. And he gets out of bed. And then you see that Haley opens her eyes. So she's probably been awake as well and just trying to sleep. So, yeah, I assumed it was late at night.
And, like, I don't know. Because then everything else that happens... Well, feels so like it would be the next day, but people are wearing the same clothes, so I don't know.
Yes, people were absolutely wearing the same clothes. So Peyton, they make a big thing of Peyton turning on her webcam.
Yeah.
Which becomes important later.
Yeah.
Mouth goes back to see Rachel, I guess, but she's gone.
Yeah, realizes she's gone.
Which I was like, oh, she left the hospital. She has not left the hospital.
No.
She's lying in bed with Cooper. With, like huddled up to him. Like.
Yeah. So, like, it's kind of weird and creepy?
No, it is. It is. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know it's because she loves him, but, like, he has made it extremely clear at this point that it's over. He is not conscious.
Yeah.
It's weird and creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Brooke comes by to see Haley at the apartment and is like, I need to talk to you.
Well, and even then she's like, I know that it's late.
Right. So, like, what time is it?
Well, and because, like, so when Haley and, like, when Nathan gets up because he can't sleep.
Yes.
We realize, like, Haley's awake, so she knows that he gets up and, like, leaves or whatever. But then, so then Brooke shows up and she's like, oh, I know it's late, but, like, I need to talk to you. So, of course, you're like, oh, what's this going to be about?
Which is fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this up until this exact very point, it is still absolutely completely tracking. We're assuming it's, you know, the middle of the night or at the very, you know, 11 p.m., whatever, something.
Correct.
Brooke comes over to see Haley. Still makes sense. They talk about stuff, friends, important life, whatever. Then we're at the hospital. Mm-hmm. So, of course, for a moment, I'm like, oh, Cooper?
Right.
No. Karen getting a pregnancy test with the doctor. Yes. Or saying, like, let's do... No, the doctor says, let's do another test just to make sure for sure you are. And, like, let's see how far along you are. We're going to do tests for Karen. And I'm like, but Karen is wearing the same...
Same shirt.
Shirt. Had she had a different shirt on, I would have been like, cool. 8 o'clock the next morning. Done. Makes sense.
Well, and, like, literally in my nose, I'm like, is this the same day?
Yeah.
And it would have made sense... Even almost as, like, a something she had done while she was at the hospital earlier that day. And I get that they were trying to go for this, like, juxtaposition situation.
Yes. Yeah.
But it simply doesn't make sense in a chronological, from a chronological standpoint. Well,
and because then we get back to Dan in his newly painted room, having a drink, you know, being brooding Dan as always, and, like, cleaning a gun and making sure it's loaded or whatever. But it's clearly nighttime.
Yes.
And then it goes to Deb doing the
also
exact same thing.
Also clearly nighttime, yes. Except very with some pills and a glass of wine.
With the gun.
Yes.
And I was just like, okay, so it's definitely like nighttime.
I couldn't remember how Deb spiraled again, and now I fully understand.
Yes. But then it goes back to, like, the doctor coming back in. Yes. With, like, the test results saying, yes, you definitely are pregnant. But when the camera swings over, first you see Brooke, and you're like, oh, shit. But then Haley's sitting there, and they grab each other's hand, and you're like, wait, so is it Brooke or is it Haley?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know.
We know.
But at this point, at this point, the audience still doesn't know.
Yeah.
And then it's still nighttime and Nathan's out at the bridge at the accident mm-hmm. site, like, still kind of in flashbacks while Lucas has his, like, Tree Hill, blah, 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 whatever, voiceover.
Oh, yeah, I don't even remember what he was saying.
Me neither. And then it's still nighttime and Skills is out practicing on the basketball court.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, yay, Skills. And then Brooke ends up at Rachel's. To, like, I guess, you know, because she's going to live there now.
Yeah.
But then, again, if this, in theory, is the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Peyton is on her webcam, but she's, like, looking at the letter and there's a phone number. Mm-hmm. So she goes to call this number, mm-hmm. in theory, in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. But then it hangs up.
Someone does answer, though.
Yes, someone answers. And then she hangs up.
Hear a voice.
Up.
Yeah.
But then Lucas shows up. Mm-hmm. And they hug. And then that's when we see the little, like, instant message chat thing pop up again.
Yes.
And it's that watch me, watch you.
Yeah, the creepy one.
Who we had seen previously, the last season, mm-hmm. during part of the time when, like, Peyton still wasn't fully embracing Ellie. And she thought maybe it was Ellie or, like, that it was something weird. And that's how it ends, and I don't know what's going on. Just in the sense of, clearly there was some time delusion at the end.
Yeah, it's weird. And, like, again, all the whole doctor, like, the whole thing could be solved if them meeting with the doctor happened at the hospital when everybody was at the hospital.
Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't even work as, like, a flashback to that because Haley would have been in her wedding dress.
Well, like, what should have happened was after Brooke being like, oh, it's late, I need to talk to you, we skip the Karen part, we see Dan and Deb, mm-hmm. oh, nighttime guns, whatever. Nathan at the accident site, still nighttime. Lucas is whatever. Even, like, a little bit of, like, Skills at the River Court. Mm-hmm. But then, okay, then, like,
you could literally end on them at the doctor's the next morning.
Well, that's it, right? Like, have
just rearrange
forget
it
about
and
Brooke
have that,
at Rachel's.
Yeah.
And then even, like, because, like, Peyton calling in the camera thing, that should have been the next morning too, right? So it could have just been the next morning. Cut to Karen and thing, but then. Karen thing, and then maybe see, like, Peyton and Lucas hugging, then show the, like, Brooke Haley thing, mm-hmm. and then end on that, and then with, like, cut back to, like, Peyton and them hugging, and it's, like, morning, and it's a message or something. Like, it just, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hire us to edit your show.
Logistics, please. And that was it.
Yeah. That's the end. Yeah. That's the end of that episode.
Yeah.
Oof, we're back in it.
So we didn't really have anybody new. I mean, there was, like, you know, nurses and reporters and police officers, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'm going to go with no high school moments because we are not in high school everyone's getting married and pregnant and killing and drinking and guns. Yeah. And
nothing was remotely high school in this episode. Everyone's pregnant and married and they're nary a parent to be found.
Yep. Oh, man. What else is there? Nobody new. No high school. Who was the most annoying?
Most annoying?
Mm. I want to give it to just Lucas's essay.
That's fair. That's absolutely
fair. Because even, like, throughout the episode, aside from, like, that one, like, whiny point where he's like, oh, we just kissed, whatever. He was relatively fine.
He was, actually.
You know, because he was, like, saving people's lives and then, you know, mm-hmm. checking on people, whatever. Mm-hmm. But just specifically his voiceover essay.
That's fair. That's valid. I actually did have Peyton.
Also fair.
Just because she's so needlessly awful to Brooke.
Yeah, that's right.
After she knows she's hurt her very, very badly.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever, if we want to, like, psychoanalyze it, it's probably a defense mechanism.
Yep. Totally.
But it's a terrible one.
Yep.
And when she said that whole thing about thanks for the sex, I actually wanted to slap her across the face, and I'm surprised Brooke didn't.
Well, like, if that had been a couple interactions later or, like, when they're all back at school or something and she says something snarky, I would get it. But, like, again, this is all the exact same day.
Right.
Which was the day after. And, like, Peyton had only told mm-hmm. her the day before.
Yeah.
Right? So this is still within... realistically the same
hours.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's
at least,
yeah, so
but probably more like, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, it's bad, is the point.
Yeah. Did you have a quote?
Did I have a quote? Oh, yes, it was Mouth saying people can change, they just don't because it's easier not to.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Because I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I was kind of like leaning towards that because like I was trying to find something and I couldn't really find something. And then like the only other one that like kind of was just like zippy and snappy and I was like, oh, okay. Except it was Dan, so I didn't, and it was like a really bad quote
Oh,
too,
fair.
so I didn't want to like, because it was when like he's like attacking Deb and like she calls him a son of a bitch
Oh,
and he's all
God.
like,
Oh, yeah.
no, like that's Nathan, he's my son and you're the bitch or something. And like if that was anyone else, I was like, oh, that's so snippy and clever. But then I was like, no,
Right?
but it's like Dan when he's trying to murder someone, so like that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
And song of the episode, we had a lot of songs. We had a
We
lot of
had a
songs.
lot of songs. I was like, damn.
Well, like,
So.
I'll rephrase. We had a lot of like known people. I didn't actually know any of these songs. Like, I immediately recognized who it was,
Oh, yeah,
but I
that's
don't feel
fair,
like I like
actually.
knew the songs.
Yes. Actually, I did the same thing because, like, so there's a Trespassers Williams song, and I was like, I
At
know
the
who that
start, yep.
is. There's the Dashboard Confessional song,
Yep.
which I actually did recognize, but probably from this show.
Yeah, kind of
There's a
that Jessica
Joshua
Rabbit.
Radin song,
Yep.
which, like, I completely forgot about the way his music was everywhere at this time period. Like, apparently, I looked it up. He has something like 76 different music and film like placements of his songs as of like 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, it was everywhere, everywhere. And I was like, oh man, forgot about that.
Well,
And there's a Coldplay song.
and there's like a Ray LaMontagne song
That's
too, and
yes,
he's in
that's right.
like
Forgot about that one.
every episode on there. But yeah, I feel like it kind of has to go to the Coldplay song just because that's sort of, I mean, it was Coldplay. I also like that it wasn't like, oh, that Coldplay song. Like, I didn't know this
Which
one,
of
but I
which
knew
there
it
are
was Coldplay.
several.
Yeah.
It wasn't any of the Coldplay
No, it's
songs.
called A Message.
Yeah.
And like it really did just kind of play well over the last, good chunk of the episode.
Yeah, it's right at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was between that one and the Dashboard Confessional song for me. Because that one also was fairly
Well, yeah, 'cause that
prominent.
one's well, and that one's playing over when Deb is first looking for the pills.
Yeah.
Dan's starting to paint over
Yeah,
the
it's
thing,
another montagey
and then
one.
Dan comes over to see Karen. And then the Coldplay song, I think, starts right when Lucas is talking to Karen and, oh, like, when Dan didn't love you back, and she's like, oh, I'll still eat. Like, it kind of starts there, and then it's Lucas's voiceover and Nathan and Haley and Peyton and Brooke and the hole and the tests and the thing and the stuff. So, like,
Yeah.
literally, what happens next? I have no idea.
I don't
Do they just, like, go back to school in
remember.
the next episode?
I don't know, man. I guess. Yeah, I have no idea what happens next, actually. Because, I mean, presumably Nathan and Haley are supposed to go on a honeymoon for like at least a week, I would assume. They were going to London.
Oh, apparently it's Brooke's birthday in the next
Oh,
episode.
okay. Interesting. Intrigue.
Yeah, it does not, based on the little bits that I'm reading, it does not seem like they are going back to school just yet.
So is it what time of year is it? What is happening?
Don't know. It's.
It's not summer because that already happened.
Well, no, because so we had.
Like that was the beginning of season three, was summer.
Yeah.
Like, are they having some kind of break right now? When is Christmas? Do they have a Christmas episode ever?
Don't know. Because we know that episode 9 is like the end of the basketball season
Right.
because the thing happens. And then we know the end of the season is graduation because the
Yes.
thing happens. So
Someone tell me where in time we are.
yeah, I have no idea. And I don't know. So,
Right?
yeah, if the next episode is supposed to be Brooke's birthday, I don't know when her birthday is supposed to be.
I also don't know when her birthday is supposed to be.
Because I can't remember. I don't feel like we've really had, like, birthday party. Like, they've talked about different people's birthdays, but I don't know if we had, like, a, oh, it's your birthday. We're having a birthday party for you. So, like,
Yeah,
we
I don't
know
think
kind of.
so.
And because we've always assumed that, like, Nathan and Lucas's birthdays are somewhere in that September to November range because of all the other math that we've had to do.
Right.
So, like, yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe we'll get a little bit more of an idea of when in time we are.
As we go on.
Or, like, with at least the next episode of, like, Brooke talking about her birthday, we'll have some sort of, like, signifier.
That would be nice.
Because the masquerade thing, that wasn't... Was that season 3?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because that was when we thought it was Halloween, but they never specifically say it's Halloween.
Although it would be super weird if it wasn't Halloween.
Correct. So I feel like maybe we're just post Christmas holidays, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Unfortunately, because they're in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's not as
their season easily... signifiers are not as obvious.
Rude. Well, either way, we'll be back next week and maybe we'll find out when we are. Who knows? We'll see you then.
Bye.